Elizabeth Dole is expected to announce in North Carolina today that she'll run for the Senate seat held by Jesse Helms. Dole would be one of several candidates seeking to replace Helms, who is retiring. Dole most recently ran for president. She also has served as head of the American Red Cross and is a former labor and transportation secretary. Dole wants to join 13 other women in the U.S. Senate. In the House of Representatives, Democrats are deciding whether to elevate a woman to one of their top jobs. Representative Nancy Pelosi is one of two candidates for a House leadership post. It's very much an insider's campaign, but it may affect future elections, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The number two Democrat in the House is quitting his leadership job. Congressman David Bonnier of Michigan wants to run for governor of his home state, so he's giving up the time-consuming job of Democratic whip, the person who's supposed to round up votes in the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi of California wants to replace him. She wants to become the first woman in a senior leadership post in either House of Congress. She says she can help lead her party as it struggles once again next year to regain a majority.
The fact that I am a woman only enhances the situation. It is a giant plus. Women across the country, as I campaign for other Democrats, are very enthusiastic about finally breaking the barrier into the top leadership in the Congress, and why not?
As a San Francisco congresswoman, Pelosi has scrutinized the activities of U.S. intelligence agencies. She has championed human rights causes and criticized the U.S. military for collaborating with repressive governments. Yesterday on the House floor, Pelosi could be seen chatting with fellow Democrats.
Well, it's a one-on-one. In a campaign for whip, you have to approach your colleagues on a one-on-one basis, which I have been doing for the past couple of years.
Her opponent has also been campaigning for 2 years. Steny Hoyer represents a chunk of Maryland and contends he is a more moderate voice.
I represent a rural suburban district that is a swing district. Ms. Pelosi essentially represents a safe Democratic district.
When you look at their voting records, they're actually not that different, though Hoyer's supporters suggest that more conservative Southern Democrats might feel more comfortable with him. In response, Congresswoman Pelosi insists that she can work with the business groups that finance many Democratic campaigns.
It's not about left or right. It's about new or old in terms of our thinking.
Whoever wins the election for Democratic whip will only be the second in command of the minority party. Republicans hold a narrow but effective majority, managed, by the way, by their whip, Tom DeLay. This year, the House has repeatedly backed President Bush on taxes, on energy, on a patient's bill of rights, and more. House Democrats have only occasionally had a voice. But the next Democratic whip may also be on the road to greater prominence. Stephen Wayne is a political scientist at Georgetown University.
Richard Gephardt has been the minority leader for some time now. And there's an expectation that if the House of Representatives does not go for the Democrats in 2002, that Gephardt will decide rather than wait forever, he'll make his run for president in 2004.
Leaving space for the number two Democrat to become the Democratic leader, or plausibly the next Democratic speaker. By all accounts, the race is close between Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer. Hoyer claims that 101 lawmakers have promised to vote for him. Pelosi says she has 100, plus another 20 who've privately promised to support her. And both say some votes are undecided. Of course, Hoyer concedes that adds up to more votes than there are Democrats in the House.
That's not unusual. Some people miscount.
I'm wondering if there's a few of your colleagues that are playing both ends against the middle.
Oh, my goodness, what a cynic. Experience would, however, say that that may be the case.
Within a few weeks, Democrats will choose one of their future leaders by secret ballot. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.
Those who want to leave.